You're allowed to put a kli under a candle or a lamp just to get the ash of sparks that fall out of it. Those sparks are considered something that doesn't have any mamoshes. And therefore does not affect the status of the kli. You're not allowed to put water in a bowl next to a lamp that's going to catch the sparks. Even if you put it before Shabbos, because it causes the sparks to come out earlier, and we're concerned that even if you put it before Shabbos, you may lift it up on Shabbos and catch the spark earlier and put it out. You've had to put in an oil lamp, you've had to put water on the bottom to raise up the flame so the oil will be higher up. Even though when you finish with the oil, it'll go out by the water, but first of all, we don't have the chashash that we mentioned before, that you're not going to pick it up and get the water closer to the oil. They're sitting on top of one another, and Mechaber adds to that over here you're not being Mechavim to put out the fire at all. The Ramah says, even if your intention is to put it out early, still it's permitted. That since the water is underneath the oil, so it's a gram kibbu that you set up before Shabbos. Before you set up Shash, maybe you can lift the water up to the fire. It's not possible because the water is underneath the oil. Therefore, it's mutter.